asked, who doesn't want a stable wall?
Well, if you have horses, there's nothing like a stable.
That's true.
You know, but besides that, if you have a cracked foundation in your basement or cracked block wall, you might want to stabilize that too.
And here to tell us a little bit about how to do that is Teresa DePamphilis, and she is with Stable Wall Wall Bracing System.
Welcome, Teresa.
Thank you. Thank
tell
you
us
for
a little
me.
Bit about this product. Oops.
You're pulling it the wrong way. It's
okay.
Unidirectional.
Okay.
So you go opposite.
Tell us about this product that holds cracks together.
Yes. So with our carbon fiber mesh, which is a fabric, it is unidirectional, which the strength is not split in two different ways. So that's why once you apply this over a crack, you're going to go opposite.
I'm holding a piece of fabric that's about 12 inches wide. It's carbon fiber, and it won't stretch at all.
No.
So this gets applied over what?
A horizontal, vertical, or a stair-step crack.
CMU, block, brick, or poured-in-place concrete?
Correct.
Okay.
Correct. Anything that's porous.
And how,
tell
is,
us
it,
the
how is it attached? Yeah, tell us the process.
So with the carbon fiber, pretty much once you decide how many sheets you need based off your foundation wall, the way you apply this is you, of course, grind off any paint. And then once you remove the paint, you apply your paste filler over all the cracks. And
which
then,
is part of your system.
Correct.
Mm-hmm.
Correct. And then there's a primer that we mix up, and then you roll a coat of your primer on. Once you roll that primer up, you let that sit so it soaks into the porous areas for about 10 minutes. After that, you take your bonding adhesive, mix that together, roll a coat of that on. Grab your pre-cut carbon fiber,
mm-hmm.
which could be in various
comes in
sizes.
A roll. I'll bet you it comes in a roll.
It does,
okay.
But we actually pre-cut it for you,
okay.
So it's ready-to-go kits.
Understood.
So now you put the fiber up, take your rib roller, get those air bubbles out,
mm-hmm.
put another coat of your bonding adhesive on there. And now, rib roller again, and then within 24 to 48 hours, it creates a chemical reaction. So what happens, the chemical and the fibers all become one with that wall, which is going to make this 10 times stronger than steel.
Look at how it sucks up into the block. Look.
I see that.
It's amazing.
That. Yeah. So on the website, it says, I'm a consumer wanting a foundation repair contractor to fix my basement wall. So that's that solution.
Correct.
I'm a contractor in the foundation repair industry. That's an opportunity. I'm a do-it-yourselfer. I can do my own foundation repair. So you filled all gaps, so to speak.
Yes. Pretty much, if you put up wallpaper, you can put up stable wall.
Wonderful.
You know, the deal is that you've come up with a crack repair that anyone can do if they can use a paint roller.
I think it's easier than
absolutely.
Wallpaper, actually.
Yeah, I think it's easier
Teresa
than wallpaper.
Teresa DePamphilis, she is the Vice President of Sales. The company is Stable Wall Wall Bracing System. Teresa, how may folks listening get more information?
They can visit our website at stablewall.com.
STABLWALL.com. We'll post that in the show notes section of our website at onthehouse.com.
More on the house coming up.